That has to do with our request.
Pearl Design, does the General Voc Rehab Department, do they have any of their money come from these in-kind or these third-party?
They have some third-party cooperative agreements, but apparently they, my understanding, I may not be, I think I'm right, but don't, you know, shoot me if I'm not exact. They don't need to use them for match because they get the full match from the state. I also wanted to tell you, just in terms of current cash flow, you probably know that there's no federal budget yet, and so we don't have our full grant awards for the year that we're in, that started October 1 yet. But we do have continuing resolution grant awards that should be enough to get us at least to the end of December. And we'll hope that Congress does another continuing resolution before those funds are gone. And we also had some carryover from last year that we're able to use. So cash flow is not, it's tight, but it's adequate at the present. I guess, let me say too, on the budget, we're planning for, you know, we've included in our proposed budget to keep the three transition counselors and the transition coordinator and of course the deafblind coordinator, and to keep all of our staff as is. And so we're really planning around the intent that we'll be funded. If funding isn't quite at the level of our request, then first option will be to find other ways to be efficient in our costs and kind of change things in our overall budget in order to keep staff. If it were drastically cut, let's say if they would just look at what we had without the transition program and say you can't have anything above this, then we would be faced with laying off of people. And we'll be putting together information about that, but I've hesitated to go too fast on that because we really do want to plan around this level of funding that will let us go further, continue. That was what we were trying to document to the governor, is that the impact that the transition program has made is so significant, and the investment of helping young people to become wage earners and taxpayers early on rather than kind of the old way, and in the case of a recent deafblind person, not learning of them till they're well into their 40s and have been cared for all those years, then of course it's much more difficult to rehab the person, to help them achieve, much less, first of all, have any goals and then achieve those goals. We did meet with the governor. Carlos and I went and had a very good meeting with him. We understand that there's the potential for lottery funds that the governor has discretion over. And so we wanted to propose to continue and in fact even enhance our transition program through that. We didn't get a complete commitment, but I think he certainly acknowledges the good work and has said that he will certainly be looking at our budget when it goes closer to the, you know, being decided. So I felt like it was a pretty positive meeting. Those are the main things. There's lots more I could tell you, but I think those are the big things about budget that I wanted to explain.
Does anyone have any questions about the budget? Anyone on the board? Well, we will certainly keep keep working with you toward making these budgetary things happen.
Thank you.
I think it's good to be proactive.
Yes.
And we just need to keep doing that.
Keep in contact with the state legislature people, so they can pressure the governor a little bit much, too.
The next item is the website update. And we did receive the webmaster's report. Thank you, Jim, for that. We had had a question over the between the last time we met and now about postings on the listserv, including things like products or services or that kind of thing. And I didn't get any feedback from the rest of you as far as, I had suggested that we not, Pearl had written an email suggesting that we not do that because, you know, various organizations and individuals can do the getting around of news about various products and services. Also, we don't want to appear to be endorsing something, and if it's something we don't know much about or whatever, we, you know, people see it there, they might think, well, boy, that must be great or whatever. So, I still haven't been convinced that we ought to do that.
I think, as Pearl stated in her note, that, you know, it could get way, way out of hand, too, that, you know, it gets out, you might have more, so many things that Jim would be absolutely overwhelmed, too. And as you said, we, you know, really, if we don't know what they are exactly, and that would be another area that I really think is out of our, you know, line of what we need to be doing. I think it is in the hands of the consumer organization.
Yeah, I think a lot of those, there are a lot of listservs out there for those kinds of purposes. I like the fact that when we get something from the commission website, it's either something directly having to do with a function that's coming up or whatever that has to do with the commission, or something that really does relate to what it's doing. Were you wanting to say something, Pearl?
Yes, thank you. I did communicate with Jim just the other day about this further, and it seems to us that a good thing would be, let's say, if he gets something from ACBN or Mary Susan that kind of fits this category, he would go ahead and send it to Amy, who's the president of NFB, and Dick's Lab for OAB, I believe, and and Ryan for the news line. I forget if we did. No, I think just the organization.
Yeah, you didn't tell me to put Ryan in this one.
Yeah, yeah. So we were just talking about, well, what if we did it this way? And so that way, and Howard, that was the other one.
Howard,
so
yeah.
For president of the VIPS and older Omaha Association and ACB and NFB, if he got it from one, he'd send it to the other three. So, you know, to me that sounds, at least I hate to not share stuff we hear about, but I also agree with what you were just saying, Barbara. I hate to, you know, if it's sent out on our listserv, it really seems like we're endorsing. And then the groups could decide, you know, if they want to send that on to folks, or they know that it's not a good company or not a good product or something. I mean, they could decide whether or not to share it with their membership. So does that seem like a reasonable?
That was my thought
when
I first looked
at
it. Didn't that seem like the way to go? And let the, you know, because it is cooperation on good ideas is something we should foster. And
right.
So does it follow then that a president of a consumer organization gets something like that they would send it to Jim for that specific express purpose of forwarding it to the other ones? Do you want to get into that?
That's not what I thought. What I thought is that if I get something, or if Jim gets something that he he wonders if, usually that's how it happens either, and of course, if I'm getting, and then a lot of other people are too, so don't get me wrong, I don't think I get, I guess I get a few things that other folks might not, but if something comes to him or to me, then we can, in his case, he can go ahead and send it to the others, and I can send it to him and, or, you know, ask him to disseminate just to the groups, I should say, the organizations.
Okay, so if, so the, if an organization wanted that to happen, it could, if it wanted it to happen that way, then it could see to it that you got whatever it was, or that Jim did.
Maybe we should.
I personally don't have a problem with that, I mean, if,
okay.
If Amy gets something, or Mary Sue gets something, and they want me to send it to the other folks, you know, send it to me, I'll forward it on to Howard and Dick and whoever else.
And Amy did reply, excuse me, so maybe you want to comment on that too, if you would, if the,
I guess I don't really have much more to add, I agree, I think all the consumer groups, their role, and, you know, to disseminate stuff among their own membership, and I just think that's the way it's been happening, I guess, basically, so far, I don't see any real need to change it, and it would just really confuse things for the commission listserv, I think, to start doing that. And if we start doing one thing, as we've already said here, then we'll be deluged and it loses the focus of what it's really about. There's, people are very resourceful and there's lots of ways to obtain these kinds of information, other listservs, several groups people can join in, that kind of thing. So I think the word will be spread.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a problem.
Okay, sounds good to me.
And also, I'm thinking about Amy, I need your home email, so get that to me later.
Okay, so thank you. Is there anything else, commissioners, that you wanted to bring up concerning the website? I like the reporting. I like being able to go there and find stuff. I again say that I think you're doing a great job, Jim.
With, and the report isn't too, excuse me, the report is not too detailed, is it?
No, I like it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay, is there anything update-wise on the Friends of the Commission? We did receive the minutes from Dr. Nyman.
When did the last minutes go out?
That would have been, September.
Okay, because I didn't
like
think
for
I'd seen
August
that in a while.
30th, I think, was the meeting, if I remember right.
Yeah, I think I did get that one. I thought maybe there was more recent that I hadn't.
I hope I didn't get that date wrong. I think that's when it
that
was.
Sounds
about,
right.
Sounds about
right.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Been a while. I know that.
Well, the only other thing I would let you know about is that Val worked on developing a, what do you call it, a database, basically. Susan Christensen of the Friends is working on a setting up, and she's going to do the data entry of a lot of people that they want to potentially send letters to or whatever, and so she asked us, and Val did the work to come up with the database so that then she could, so that Sue could do the data entry. So we're trying to work together with Friends of the Commission in a way that's help support their efforts, you know, but basically still they're doing whatever their projects are.
Well, and I forgot to check to find out if anything new had happened with the website thing.
Yeah, I don't believe
working on a website.
I haven't heard of anything
okay.
happening.
I figured nothing had because I thought if it had that it would be, we'd have a link on the NCBVI website to it.
Right.
So
yeah, whenever they do get a website, we'll sure get a link.
Okay, if there's nothing else on that, we'll move on to the NIS update. Is there anything new there?
The main thing new is that just this past, 4 to 6 weeks or whatever it's been, the open enrollment period for state employees has occurred, and that's where you sign up for your health insurance and which different options you want of benefits. This year, for the first time, all state employees, with a few minor exceptions, were required to go into the NIST system and do their own open enrollment online. And in fact, it's such that if they didn't, all their benefits will end. Mm-hmm. So it's not like most years where you can just say, I want the same thing and not, you know, I mean, it's no big change. But this time it was actually getting in there as an entity and getting your options chosen. So everybody had to be able to do it. And so we worked very hard with Wes Majerus came in and worked with our staff. We wanted to make sure that the NIST, working with NIST process would work smoothly for all staff, including those that were using JAWS. And we also communicated the same information that we were sending all our staff to the individuals that we know that are blind and work, or that use speech, I should say, and that work in other agencies. And so I believe by the end of yesterday, all staff had completed that. And we had a couple of snags that at first looked like they were NIS and speech problems, but in fact were something different in the system. And so it did work well. We do have a few, actually a number of employees here who use JAWS and who did that. Maybe you folks would like to comment.
This is Carlos. All I can say that it went smooth, and Wes Majerus did a great job, as well as Dave Robinson, who helped us clarify a few things. But as a blind person, I was able to have access to the system, and it wasn't easy, but it's not easy for sighted folks either. So. Yeah. But it makes sense. That's good.
Thank you.
Well, that's good. Wow, I never thought the day would come when.
I know.
You know, people wouldn't be going, oh, it was just awful. Mm-hmm. It didn't work at all. So that's encouraging.
Yeah. There was one where it didn't work at all, and we thought, oh my God, it's the version of JAWS, or what is it, you know? And it turned out that within the NIST security, there had been a separate cutoff for that person put in. And I mean, it just had nothing to do with either really speech or NIS. It had to do with some goofy thing. I don't know. But anyway, they got it fixed, and then it was fine. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was pretty exciting. And we heard back from at least one person from another agency that said it had gone smoothly. Val was doing most of that communication. Did you hear from anyone else besides the one? Two people? Okay, great. And they, yeah, and it went smoothly, right? For them, both good. She said yes.
Yeah, nonverbals don't work with us, so you might want to,
I'm sorry.
Say something, please.
He's typing.
Can't hear my head rattle?
No.
So that's
Ness. Okay. Okay, now we have the taped public meeting educational materials. If I remember right, Bill was going to look for it and see if he found it, and you were going to look for it and see if you found it, and did anybody find it?
We went ahead and made extra copies.
Okay.
But did we send it? When I saw that on the agenda, I was trying to remember what was the last thing I did. I know we made copies. Did we send it to any of you?
No.
No, I didn't get it.
Bob has had the thing, and Bill has had, I think, had it or whatever.
Yeah, and he said that he returned it to us. We didn't
find it okay.
And but it was after that. It was when we weren't sure where he had returned it to that I we went ahead and made extra copies, but I'll be darned if we could find those copies yesterday when we were trying to figure it out. So I brought with me the original, which is in a nice case. If one of you wants to take it, you can, or we can make, tell me who wants it next. We'll run another copy, and I apologize for the mix-up, but it's probably there. You can see how busy we've been.
Yeah. So who wants to be next in line?
Are we drawing?
Do you want it, Nancy?
Well, I take it, sure.
All right.
Okay.
So Nancy will have it this time.
And I'll try very hard not to lose it.
And
now, is the policy to return it to you when I'm finished with it?
Yeah.
Okay, as soon as I'm finished. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and Bill says he returned it to our office, but I haven't seen what happened. But anyway.
So just to clarify, I would send it to 4600 Valley Road, NCVVI.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Suite 100.
Yeah, Suite
100. Suite 100, okay.
But if, yeah.
Okay, I better write that down. What is this zip code?
Hubert?
This is Hubert. Do you want this specifically to your attention when it takes a return?
Maybe that would help.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We do get a lot of tape, so. Maybe it's in the center. Who knows? Maybe Burrish and Shane. Maybe Shane has it in his office.
Or to say she could just forward it to the next person down the line.
Yeah, that would certainly be fine with me.
Yeah, I don't remember why we decided not to do that. I can't remember.
I don't know.
I mean,
whatever you want to do.
Not a problem. Whatever you want to do.
We'll just send it to Barbara and Lincoln, and then. Or
Nancy,
Dorothy.
The zip code is 68510.
Okay, thank you.
And it's also on the website.
And attention, Pearl. And Suite 100, right?
Right.
What did you say the zip was again?
68510.
I think part of that, we were thinking that would keep it more secure and we'd know who the next person
we would know
who
the next, yeah, that's what we thought.
I don't know how it got mixed up, but.
Well, you know. Post office have been known to lose things.
Yeah, it can happen.
Okay.
So we'll send that to Nancy. We'll run and copy and send to Nancy.
Okay.
Thank
Great.
You.
Okay, then the training for commissioners was the next item, and the only thing really was the, we got that, the email that talked about the training for state rehab councils, which really is the same training that Commissioner Cordova was talking to me about in July and early August, and it is supposed to happen sometime within the year, so.
Mm-hmm. Probably in the spring. I did learn that it'll be in Kansas City, and they'll have stipends to pay for at least one staff and one commissioner to attend, and then we can decide, you know, if everybody wants to go of you all or who wants to attend. Once we get more information, you can decide that.
Okay. I think, you know, if we could do it, it would be good for for everyone on the board to participate.
Yes, I'd
if at all possible.
In fact, I would almost think it would be more important for you know, all of you to go than for me to go, for example. But we can see what the budget's like by then and what our thoughts are.
Yeah, and what the cost is per person or whatever.
Right.
We can all just go down and stay in one room.
Sure.
Yeah.
Them embassy suites with a pull-out couch and a bed. And a couple sleeping bags. And
there you go.
I have two kids in Kansas City now, so I can stay with either one of them.
Well, we could all stay with them.
Yeah. This is Val.
Yes.
Bob invited himself.
Yeah. This will be some good minutes here.
Yeah. Okay, and then we have the meeting of the commissioners and staff. We had talked about that being at the April meeting. Are we still?
Yes, we will have a state staff meeting in Grand Island, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. And we have basically projected that, and we start at noon on the 5th, is that right?
Right.
Okay, and so that first afternoon...
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I'm sorry, I meant one, thank you, would be your time, and, you know, I don't know if you would want the entire afternoon, or if you want to have a portion that is whatever you want it to be, and then you just also stay for the afternoon for other things that we might have. The other days, we will have some training on... Carlos, do you want to mention the things we're going to have? I know that... Go ahead.
Right, I'm sorry. Yeah, the main thing is that we are having Doug Boom and Chris Boom coming to talk about recharging our batteries, about empowering blind people with different techniques, both alternative techniques, but also motivational stuff, time management for staff. It's going to be regarding training and also placement for clients. So that's one whole day. We're looking at what I guess used to be called positive psychology, but now it's called resilience, that's correct?
Right, resilience.
Resilience psychology, which it's a new trend, if you want to call it. We can get maybe some support from RCE, but we're still looking at that opportunity to see if they have it available, because it's so new that they're working on getting that set up. So we hope to have that as well. But that's what the main thing.
And so, you know, if you want to stay and get in on some of those and see the training we provide, that's fine. If you want to just be there for the afternoon, we really would like for you to give us guidance on how you want that afternoon or portion of afternoon to go. You know, what exactly do you want to have occur during your time with our staff?
Well, one thing that I've thought about, and I don't know whether we want to do that, but I had put our discussion of our mission statement and job description right, you know, by this particular item on purpose, because it seemed to me like we might want to, you know, depending on how we decide in like a minute or so to to deal with that particular thing, since we did receive the feedback from the staff as far as our mission, you know, last time we came and talked with staff, we pretty much introduced ourselves and that kind of thing, and it was kind of an introductory sort of a thing. It seems to me like it might be a good idea for us to talk about our mission as we perceive it and our mission as staff perceives it, you know, interact about that type of thing. You know, especially after seeing the customer relationship ideas that staff had, it sounded like it would be a productive thing, and hopefully not just a kind of a rerun for staff. I wouldn't want that to happen. You know, I wouldn't want people thinking, oh no, we already did that. You know, we've already talked about that. And so that's why I wanted to kind of throw it out as a possible thing to talk about, or if other board members have other ideas. I think it is good to have some kind of focus or direction, or, you know, not just kind of show up and, okay, here we are, what are we going to talk about?
Right.
Well, I think especially if you just, you know, the whole staff is, I mean, it's a pretty big group, and I don't think you really have much communication with the mass group. I think if we want to have any kind of communication, we'd have to break it into smaller groups, if that's what we want to do. Maybe we could, you know, something in line with what Pearl forwarded to us, that, not survey, but what was it called?
Customer
relations.
Yeah, customer relation. You know, I don't know. I guess to me, it would, to have any kind of communication would have to be on a smaller group basis than, and break it into groups. And that's, you know, I think that's the only way we're going to get any meaningful communication, because I think a large group, the dynamics are such that you're just not going to get any free flowing.
You might be surprised with our group. It's pretty free flowing.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
This is just an idea. Maybe it's totally off base. I don't know. But when Bob talked about breaking into small groups, what if the commissioner sat at different tables in the room or something? Groups who wanted to come talk to you personally could ask you questions about your job, role, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe a combination of what the two of you say, you know, break the staff up into five separate groups and each of you be with one of those groups. That might not be a bad idea, and maybe have a format for things that you would cover within that group. That sort of mirrors what we did in our work on customer relations, only the breakout was based on different kinds of customers. And so what you saw was the breakout group that talked about the board as a customer of the commission. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think you would necessarily do it that way, but you could, in each group that you, each small group with one of you present in it, could discuss your thoughts about the mission and staff and whatever you think, and then reconvene and share, you know.
Or one thing that would be kind of interesting, and I don't know if it would be workable, and I don't know whether it would be workable on this particular topic, but you know, if we had if the staff was divided into five groups and we rotated, you know, maybe we could each be at each of the groups, you know, so that we would be able to have a chance to talk with everybody, you know, in small groups, and then we could reconvene or whatever. But I think, you know, that way it wouldn't be one of us with a specific group only or whatever.
They could rotate around, or we could.
I would think, I mean, we're a smaller group. It would be easier for us to to go to the different stations or whatever.
Well, I think that might be really workable. Like for me, I know a good number of the staff in Lincoln. Pretty much a lot of them in Kearney, but you know, and some of them in the Omaha. But I don't know everybody. Is my point.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be good for me on a small basis just to know the staff personally too. Because
I don't know, but a couple staff people in the western part of the state.
Yeah, me too. And I just think too, I think having ideas that you wanted, that we knew needed to visit about or something,
mm-hmm.
too. Yeah, I think that would be good.
I have a question. Do you think it would be better if we broke out into groups based on geography or job or just random? Would that make any difference?
I'm not, I don't know that it would, you know, when I'm thinking of that particular topic, I'm not sure it would make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Whether people were from a specific location or in a specific, you know, like if they were counselors or transition people or whatever. I don't think it would matter. I think random would be fine.
All right. Good. That sounds great.
Well, we still have the February meeting between
this,
and we could
think about
what kind of discussion we want to inquire or want to have with them.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to put a question to the staff about what they think would be good?
Sure.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us some kind of guidelines.
Sure.
Is what they want to know.
Okay. And we'll have that for you before the February meeting.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so on the subject of the the mission statement and job description, I confess to having gotten my version back to everybody at the last minute. Like it was, I think a little after 5 or so yesterday afternoon.
I didn't get it then.
So you probably haven't even seen it. It is, in some ways, similar to what, you know, what Bob did in terms of blending our the things that we had last time. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't, at the time that I was working on it, I couldn't make any real distinctions between, you know, the job statement thing, the you know, like job description and responsibilities or whatever. It just all sounded like we were talking about the same kinds of things and that it could all be called a job description. So what I basically did was to take everything that we had and make it into a list of job
functions,
duties or functions or whatever. And so I don't know whether we want to just, you know, do we want to go through that and, you know, because everybody did receive the blend that Bob did, right?
Right.
Okay, so if you want me to, you know, I can quickly just tell you what I did and we can see how we want to proceed from here as far as putting it out, because my idea, you know, when we talked about it last time, we said that at this meeting we would review whatever it was we came up with in the way of a blend, and then we would put it out there for people to give us feedback, further suggestions, and that kind of thing before we actually adopted anything. So on the mission statement of the NCBVI Board of Commissioners, now the way I put it, you know, says mission 3 times, and I don't know if we really want to be, Bill O'Reilly would call it bloviating, I'm pretty sure. In case anybody doesn't know what bloviating is, it's either verbal or written, writing or talking verbosely and windily. So,
yeah, so I can see why I said it.
But the way it's stated right now is, the mission of the NCBVI Board of Commissioners is to uphold the mission of NCBVI as declared in its mission statement, which is empowering blind individuals, promoting opportunities, and building belief in the blind. Now we could, you know, do away with all of that and just say the mission of the NCBVI Board of Commissioners is empowering blind individuals,
that's
promoting opportunities, and building belief in the blind, instead of, you know, saying the upholding business. I'd certainly be...
I think you could cut it all out.
I do, too.
Yeah, I really do. I would just, the shorter the better, because it just...
Because since that's what we are doing, I mean, we're... do you have a comment on that, Pearl, or...
I think your job is to help us do our job, and so our mission is the same.
The same, yes. Yeah. So that isn't the meaning, because the reason that I had put that was I didn't want us to just be saying, well, we'll just latch on to that. But it certainly is our job, or our mission to promote, to uphold, to whatever.
And if somebody says something well, and it's exactly what we intend to do, then, you know, why expand on it?
I think that as a mission statement, having the same statement makes sense, and then when you get in, then you'll do more. The role of the board, role of functions, whatever you want to say, and then have specific tasks or priorities or however you want to say it that help to define what it is that you do in these meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then when it came to the job description, and I put everything under the job description of the NCBVI Board of Commissioners because I couldn't figure out what was a, you know, where that started and responsibilities, you know, continued or whatever. So, and so I just have commissioners shall, and then have a list of 20 things. One, employ an executive director who is the administrative officer of NCBVI and who shall serve at the pleasure of the board.
Can I interrupt you a second?
Sure.
This is Val. Do you want me to list every one of these?
No.
I have to go
No.
Did you send the document to Val?
Yes.
As well as,
okay.
Yes.
So I can't keep that
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, because we haven't actually, you know, we haven't decided anything or anything anyway.
Yeah.
And so, no, you don't need to be writing these down. I did send it to Pearl, to Val, and to the board yesterday.
Okay, thank you. Good deal. We'll look at it.
And two is annually evaluate the executive director using a specified performance tool created by the board and approved by state personnel under the Department of Administrative Services. Three, require the executive director to submit his, her goals and objectives for NCBVI yearly. Four, provide guidance to the executive director in carrying out the mission of NCBVI. Five, seek input from both consumers and staff through public meetings, correspondence, surveys, etc. Six, perform relevant duties formerly assigned to the State Rehabilitation Council. Seven, approve rules, regulations, and policies adopted and promulgated by NCBVI. Eight, have a working knowledge of the Rehabilitation Act, rules and regulations, and other materials necessary for the operation of NCBVI. Nine, serve as a liaison between the public and NCBVI. 10, annually elect a chairperson. 11, annually elect a vice chairperson and an executive session secretary. 12, attend and participate in NCBVI functions whenever possible. 13, receive, read, and respond in a timely manner to materials from the executive director, NCBVI staff, consumers, and fellow commissioners asking for follow-up materials and or clarification as needed. 14, receive both written and in-person focus reports from NCBVI supervisors and program specialists asking for follow-up materials and or clarification as needed. 15, receive and read NCBVI budgetary information and monitor that process asking for follow-up materials and or clarification as needed. 16, answer questions from consumers, NCBVI employees, and the general public about NCBVI programs, processes, policies, and procedures, seeking input from appropriate staff in order to provide accurate and up-to-date information. 17, receive only for purposes of her, his evaluation and guidance, reports from the executive director on unresolved personnel matters, including a description of the situation, a synopsis of progress toward resolution, and a summary of any policy changes implemented to address the problem, only when such matters reach a level requiring his, her intervention. The board will not intervene in personnel issues, recognizing that there is a labor dispute process for state employees in place in the state of Nebraska. 18. Make suggestions and recommendations to NCBVI that will improve its operation and that will lead to better services to its consumers. 19, communicate as a body only after reaching a consensus and only over the signature of the chairperson. 20, communicate as individual board members using good judgment and discretion and with a clear indication of a member's speaking for him, herself, rather than as a spokesperson for the board. So that is, and I think I do also have the blend that Bob sent to us. I don't know if you want to have me review that as well. Do you want for me to do that?
I think basically the reason, you know, it was labeled separately in the blend version is because the ones that I had sounded differently than the ones you did, and so you basically just put them all in one list and made them all consistent as far as their tone and style. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, you know, I think you incorporated all the ones that were on the blended list and just put them all together in one style.
Yep, that's exactly what I did. You know, and as much because, I suppose because that's how I think as anything else. I tend to think in terms of if things are parallel, then they make.
Yeah, I think, putting them together in one style was fine. I think it sounded by and large, fine, I thought.
The reason that the two election things were in separate numbers on the list is because we are, the law says that we're to elect a chairperson. I think our practice of doing the vice chairperson and the executive session secretary is a good one, and I think it ought to be part of our job description, but I wasn't sure if we should put them all together.